Class 8, subject geography, topic migration, continuation of the chapter. In this audio, we will be discussing about the various causes of migration. There are four causes of migration: the economic causes, the social causes, the educational causes, and the political causes. First, we will discuss the economic factor. The economic factor can be classified into push factors and pull factors. We have already discussed them in detail when we were doing rural to rural migration. So let us once again highlight the points. In developing countries, low agricultural income, agricultural unemployment and underemployment, lack of alternative sources of income are considered basic factors pushing the migrants towards developed countries. On the other hand, pull factors include opportunities for better employment, higher wages, better working conditions, and attractive amenities. Introduction of capital-intensive methods of production into agricultural sector and mechanization of certain processes have resulted in reduction of the use of labor force in the agricultural sector. As a result, these workers migrate from the villages to the cities for lack of employment in the villages and for getting employment in the urban areas. Next, marriage. Marriage is a social factor of migration. In rural areas, most of the girls have to migrate to their in-laws' place of residence after marriage. Next, education. The educational opportunities are limited in the rural areas. As a result, the students migrate from the rural areas to the urban areas for getting higher education. Next, lack of security. Political disturbances and inter-ethnic conflicts drive people away from their homeland. Large number of people have migrated out of Jammu and Kashmir and Assam during the last few years due to disturbed political conditions there. These were the factors which cause migration. Now we will discuss the consequences of migration. Migration affects both the areas of origin and the areas of destination of the migrant population. The consequences of migration are classified into three types: demographic consequences, social consequences, and economic consequences. Let us first discuss the demographic consequences. Migration leads to unbalanced demographic distribution of population. What do you understand by the term demographic? This means the age and the gender of the particular population of a place. When an able-bodied young person is migrating to another place, he is living behind his family. This kind of migration leads to serious imbalances in the age and gender ratio of a particular population of an area. Generally, high-scale out-migration has been noticed in places like Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Eastern Maharashtra in India. Next part of the chapter will be discussed in the next audio.